each one of them. I especially love it then when they leave the choir and go out into the congregation, because it really fills us up, and that feels really, really good. Five Sundays, five sermons, five chapters from 1 John, and I think five great biblical truths. I've enjoyed studying for weeks now the epistle of John, 1 John. It really gives me an opportunity to try to use the best hermeneutical principles that I learned at Baylor and at seminary. The last few weeks on my desk, I've had my favorite commentaries of 1 John. And those who know me, I usually don't leave those out, but all week they've just been spread on my desk. I even grabbed my Greek New Testament this week, and no one was impressed because they know I don't know anything about it. But it was there on my desk. Five, to be able to quote from these commentaries this week as I dug deeper into 1 John chapter 2, it would be an opportunity to exegete the passage, to expound on some unexplainable theological truths. You know, last week we looked about sin and confession and grace, and now it would be chapter 2, and I was already all week, and boom, I realized that the text was just so plain. It was just so practical, and it was so clear, and all of my great ideas, well, what do you do with it when the text just puts it there? Well, listen to the text. 1 John chapter 2, I'll begin reading in verse 3. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must also live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new commandment, but an old one which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. And yet it is a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. The sermon's entitled Obey, Walk, Love. Now remember the occasion. Remember why John is writing this. The church, the believers, this first century church, things are going well. But, oh, not too well, because imagine, the church is fighting. They have a schism that's happening. The Gnostics are saying, we are so wise, we are so smart, and let us teach you the new way to do this. Gnosticism was saying the flesh is flesh and the spirit is the spirit, and all of these false teachers and this heresy is creeping into the church. A schism among believers is in work. So last week, as John began his letter, he said, listen, if you claim that you have fellowship with God, but you're walking in darkness, you're just lying. And if you claim that you're without sin, you're deceiving yourself. And if you claim sin has no power over me, I've never sinned, you make God out to be a liar, and there is no truth in you. the great thing about last week, chapter 1, if you confess your sin, if you confess the sin and if you walk in the light, then you'll see that God is faithful and God is just and God is so forgiving and God will grant you his purity. And not only that, but God has sent an advocate who stands beside you in your place. Verse chapter 2, the righteous one, the atoning sacrifice, the choir just sang, for our sins, for the sins of the world. And then chapter 2, as only Pastor John can do, he says, my dear children. John loved these folks. Yes, they were in a mess. And they were really listening to some crazy nut teachers. But John said, my dear children, you can know that you know that you know. What? John was telling them, as believers, you can really know that you know that you know that you belong to him and he belongs to you. Now, do you know that you're part of God and do you know that you're a believer by keeping this list of rules and regulations? Do you know by, if I do this works, that, oh, then everyone will know? Was John saying, if you're really judgmental of yourself and if you get that report card and you check, I did this, look, no, not at all. John was saying, you can know that you know that you know when your heart is right and pure and good. You can know that you know, not when you're keeping this legalistic list of do's and don'ts, but you know that you know when your relationship with the Father is right. For the relationship, a good, a proper, a loving relationship with God will lead you. Well, let me read it again. Verse 3. We know that we have come to know if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is just a liar. And the truth is not in that person, but anyone who obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. Obey his commands, John said. Then you walk in the light, and then you know if you're not obeying, you're lying. John continued, this is how we know we're in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live and walk as Jesus walked. If you know him, you're going to live like him. You're going to walk like him, or you're lying. And John said, if you really know him, you're going to love your brother and sister in Christ. Verse 9, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. If you don't love, John said, not loving God. No, if you don't love each other, you're just lying. So do you see my problem this week with all of my commentaries open in the Greek New Testament? This sermon that was going to be so thick and full of scholarly academic quotes, you were going to say, aha, oh, the pastor was really exegeting scripture this week. But instead, it's so clear. John is saying how you live how you behave, your morals, your ethics. You're not talking about legalism, but when you really are living and loving and obeying. But wait, you say, just wait just a second. Keeping commands are difficult. Some of these commands that we find in Scripture, they are overwhelming. And some of them I just don't like. And some of them are just too hard. And besides that, times have changed. You know, times have changed. And keeping commands of the Bible, that sounds so old. And walking like Jesus? Well, guess what? I'm not Jesus. And you're not Jesus, and none of my friends are walking and living like Jesus, and even my family. And what does that even mean to walk and live like Jesus? And love these brothers and sisters. You don't know some of these people, is what I want to tell John. Some of those that you tell me to love hate me. They despise me. They've lied about me and made my life miserable, and I'm supposed to love them? Yeah, you don't know them, John. They tore our church apart. They did everything they could. They created more mess. You should have been in some of those meetings, John. They were terrible. They left, and our church was a mess. And besides, that woman, she gossips. She gossips about everything. She is the biggest troublemaker, and I'm supposed to love her. All she is a gossip. As a matter of fact, she told me that some of those kids in the church are doing drugs. And though she's a bad gossip, I believe everything she tells me. I'm supposed to love them. Do you know that that woman voted for Bill Clinton not once but twice and even voted for Hillary, and I'm supposed to love her? I'm supposed to love that man who is still flying that Trump flag up on that pine tree behind his house? I'm supposed to love those people that go to that crazy church? They say they're a Baptist church and they don't even go to church on Sunday nights. That crazy church, the preacher uses that Message liberal translation every time he gets a chance. Those people I'm supposed to love, they go to that church. They have fake snow at Christmas Eve. I'm not going to love those. John says, you love them. You walk like Jesus walked. You obey. We know when we do right. First John is simply teaching the believers who were fighting each other what had been taught by Jesus and what other scriptures proclaimed. John was saying, this is the truth. All these false teachers are telling a bunch of stuff, but you need to go back to the truth, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness. We, the righteousness of God. In Ephesians 5, Paul said, follow God's example and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. For once we were walking in darkness, but now we walk in the light of the Lord. Live as children of light and find out what pleases God. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but expose them. Paul said, be very careful how you live. Or maybe John. Now remember, John was one of the 12. John sat and heard Jesus. He walked with Jesus. He listened to Jesus. He heard the teachings. I want to believe that when Jesus was teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, that John was there and that he heard when Jesus said, Matthew wrote it, Jesus said, likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down, thrown into the fire. So you see, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me, oh, Lord, Lord, but didn't you hear me prophesy? Lord, didn't you see me drive out demons? Lord, didn't you see me do miracles? Lord, didn't you see me go to church? Lord, didn't you see me give my offering? Lord, didn't you, Lord? And Jesus will say, no, I never knew you. Go away. I was sure looking for some great illustrations from some great scholars, but it seems like John said it pretty clearly: obey, walk, and love. The president of a company found it necessary to travel out of the country. He would be gone for an extended period of time. So he gathered all these employees before he left, and this is what he said. Look, I'm going to leave. And while I'm gone, I want you to pay very close attention to the business. You manage things while I'm away. But don't worry, I will write to you regularly. And when I do, in my letters, I'll instruct you what you should do from now until the time I return from the trip. All the employees agreed and said, we've got that. So he leaves. And he's gone, not for a few months, but he's gone for years. During that time, he was faithful. He wrote often. He communicated all of his desires and concerns. Finally, he returned. And he went to the business and he walked up to the front door of the company and immediately discovered everything was in a mess. Weeds had taken over the flower beds. Broken windows were all throughout the building. He walked in and the receptionist is laying down sleeping on top of her desk. Loud music is coming, roaring from the back offices. All the guys are playing beer pong in the back room. And instead of making a profit, the business has suffered a great loss. Without hesitation, he called everyone together in that same conference room and he said, what happened? Did you not get my letters? And they said, oh yeah, we got all your letters. We even got them together and put them in a big book. And when you would send more letters, we would keep adding to the book. Some of us even memorized whole portions of your letters. In fact, every Sunday we meet together and we do a letter study. It's really good. The president of the company said, I don't get it. What did you do with the instructions in the letters? And the employee said, do? Well, we didn't do anything, but we sure liked reading them. Ashley in our office, who does all of our media, who always does such a great job on our worship bulletins. Look at the screen or look at your bulletin. You want complete joy? That's what John's about. Complete joy. Obey.
period. Walk, period. Love, period. Shall we pray? We read your letters, holy scripture, inspired, God-breathed scripture. We read it, we memorize it, we study it, we just don't do it. Father, there's not a one of us in this room today. There's not a one of us worshiping at home. There's not a one of us who have it all worked out. We don't. We are fallen. We are sinners. And you knew that. That's why you gave us Jesus. And Jesus gave us some commands. And he said, if you love me, do this. And Jesus walked. And by walking among us, he showed us how we should live and how we should walk. And then he said, I have a new commandment for you. Don't just love God. You love each other. Don't tell me that you love God and then hate your brother and sister whom I've created. Obey my commands, period. Walk like me, period. Love each other, period. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be right and happy with Jesus than to trust and obey. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.